Welcome. You are listening to Living, Loving and Learning, the blog and podcast on SolomonArrow.com.
When you love someone, having a desire for that person and wanting to do what pleases him or her comes naturally because that love inspires you. Hello there. My name is Solomon Arrow and I am delighted to have you listening in today. I am speaking on the topic, with love, you can. God is working in you to help you want to do and be able to do what pleases Him. I have never met with many of the people that faithfully read my blog weekly, but some have known me for over 40 years, particularly friends whom I met through my time at secondary school and university. Many of my early friends know how misdirected my life was before I recommitted my life to Christ. Before then, living in God's will was not a priority for me. Of course, I sometimes had the mind to do what was right, but doing the wrong things was a breeze, and to my mind, sin was pleasurable. Consequently, I loved the world and the things it offered, the gratification of our flesh, the allurement of the things of the world, and the obsession with status and importance. But then, it all changed when I began a relationship with Jesus Christ. I have made mistakes along the way, but love for Christ still motivates me. Just as love for the world motivates the unbeliever, the love of Christ motivates those that follow Him. Love empowers. Love motivates. Loving Jesus comes from the realization that He loves us. And we love others because He first loved us. God's love does motivate. When you love someone, having a desire for that person and wanting to do what pleases him or her comes naturally because that love inspires you. If you have ever been in love or you are married, take your mind back to when you were courting or you got married. You were in love. I hope you still are. Then you hardly ever told your fiancé no to whatever she wanted. Why? Love made it easy. By the way, many believe that love for one's spouse will wane as the years go. To the contrary, I am convinced that love for our spouse ought to deepen and mature with time. It becomes a love driven, not merely by emotions, but by a commitment to be there for each other, no matter what. It is like, as they say, the best wines are the oldest wines. When we are committed to loving our spouse, knowledge, time, and experience tempers our love. There are lots of people who neither care about God nor are they interested in what He wants them to do. I believe you're not like that. You desire to do what is right because God helps you to have that desire. He knows doing what is wrong ultimately leads to a dead end. He does not wish for anyone to get to such an end. Why is that so? It is because you are important to Him. David once wondered and asked God, "Why are people even important to you? Why do you care?" God cares about you and every aspect of your life. Someone might say, "Solomon, that does not seem to be the case in my life." Friend, He cares about you as a person. He is concerned about the challenges you face and the needs you have, be they spiritual, physical, material, financial, and in your relationships. Some of these challenges may even overlap. For example, statistics tend to indicate that the fracture in most troubled marriages has its roots in financial problems. Even then, God still cares and offers the right solutions if we can trust Him to lead us in the right direction. And yes, God does speak. You can hear His voice. You can trust Him to show you the way, instead of following your own opinions. Apart from helping you to desire what pleases Him, God also helps you with the capability to carry it out. What seems like a heavy load becomes easy to handle. In elementary physics, we learned about the simple machine laid out in fulcrum, pivot, and load points. It has been a long time, I hope I'm getting this right. The simple machine helps one to lift loads, which ordinarily will be difficult or even impossible to carry on your own. Naturally, on our own, that is without God, the commandments are difficult, if not impossible to keep. Without His help, we find it impossible to obey Him. Just as someone rightly responded to one of my write-ups, "The Ten Commandments are hard to keep." And another, who is married, confided, "It's not easy to obey the commandment not to commit adultery." We are more prone to be selfish than to love, to want to kill than to save life, to lie than to speak the truth, to have a double life than to be faithful. That is the nature of man. But like I said earlier, that ultimately leads to a dead end. However, when Christ comes into your heart, it is different. A new creation is born. God gives you His Spirit, who empowers you to live the way He wants you to, effortlessly. Have you invited Jesus Christ into your heart? I ask because you must let Him in if this is going to be your reality. Do that today. Friend, if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, when you concentrate on loving God, obeying Him then becomes a breeze instead of a chore. Don't set the affections of your heart on this world or in loving the things of the world. The love of the Father and the love of the world are incompatible, for all that the world can offer us, the gratification of our flesh, the allurement of the things of the world, and the obsession with status and importance, none of these things come from the Father but from the world. This world and its desires are in the process of passing away, but those who love to do the will of God live forever. You can do the will of God easily when you set the affections of your heart on Him. Yes, with love, you can. I pray that your life will be full of possibilities and opportunities for trust, obedience, and increase. Thank you. Do not forget to keep living, loving, and learning.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Solomon Aro is an author, pastor, teacher, and speaker whose passion it is to help people become what God desires them to be and through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, fulfill His plan and purpose for their lives. You can contact Solomon through his website, www.solomonaro.com.